What up, what up? It's your boy Bugsy Laveau.
It's your little homie Pizzo Bam Wham.
Southwest Florida, we are the City Boys.
Yes,
thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. Now, first things first, Tory Lanez.
You said Lames.
Yeah.
You noticed you said that, right? Cause that nigga lame as hell, boy.
You don't even want to talk about it?
Well,
yeah,
you don't
honestly,
talk about
I don't
it.
Really, yeah, I don't really talk about other men that's under 5'4", so we're gonna skip over that. What's up with Chris Brown, bro? The bitch lied on the boy Briss Breezy, the big brother from Bompton. Like, what's going on out here, bro?
I don't know, man. I feel like they just don't want to see Chris Brown win no more, man.
So wait, so when the accusation first came out, for those that don't know, he was accused of rape in Paris, I believe.
Yeah, I was in Paris,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she got arrested and everything. They let him out, I think, like a few days
later. You got released.
I ain't gonna lie, I believe this shit. When it first happened, I was like, damn.
Again?
That boy out here. Yeah. But I felt kind of bad when it came out to be false.
Yeah,
did
why?
You believe it when it first happened? Am I wrong?
Let me tell you, this the only thing that's been on my mind with Chris Brown. Do he have herpes? That's all I really care about, bro. Because I remember when I was a JIT and that Chris Brown, Rihanna situation came up, and I just always wondered that. But besides that, that brings me to what I'm about to say now.
Did you believe it, though? Like, I believe
it. I didn't care.
You didn't care?
That's the point I'm getting to, because it's like, I care. All right, this is what I care about. I feel like Chris Brown, that's in the past. That should be in the past, right? He should be forgiven. Let me go back on that because we ain't putting our hands on women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's a no-go. But I feel like he tried to lay that down. He did a bunch of things to try to make up for that. He trying to be
a good
person.
Really, though. That's the thing. He keep.
But what is he doing? Everybody fucking with this man. Like, everybody coming up to him saying, oh, what you doing, Chris Brown? Let's go talk about you next. Like,
No. Listen, if the Rihanna situation happened and then he changed tune and he became like a quote-unquote saint, cool. But over the years, he's had done some questionable shit, dog. Like,
what?
The Karrueche situation.
What was it?
Stalking. She put a restraint order on him.
Oh, yeah?
And then trying to fight. He swung on Frank Ocean. He tried to fight Soulja Boy. Like,
he just got light skin emotions. Soulja Boy just tried to fight everybody. Chris Brown just reacting like a regular, average, light-skinned dude. Like, they all do. I feel like Chris Brown, honestly, all right, let me get serious, because I don't really have too much to say about Chris Brown, because I'm not the biggest fan or whatnot.
Me either.
But I feel like he does deserve a chance to live his life, bro. I feel like I always see him in the headlines for something stupid, bro.
Okay,
like,
so the girl that accused him of rape, now that we know it's false,
mm-hmm.
Actually, let's make it a broader topic. Like, do y'all think, like, people that falsely accuse people of rape or of any other crime should be imprisoned for that?
I feel like we need...
I feel like, yes.
Yeah.
Bitches that be lying need to do jail time, especially with rape. Probably mainly with rape, because you can really damage someone's reputation, career.
But I feel like we need a system, like a real deal system, to like figure out what's the truth and what's not. Because like,
that is true.
What happens is because of those allegations, it kind of dilutes like the people with real situations. You know what I'm saying? Women that actually had something happen to them.
Yeah, we don't want to take credit away from the woman that really goes through those situations.
So it's like, what you feel like? How would we go about, like, all right, we find out the girl is lying. Should she just, boom, go to jail instantly?
Put her through trial. Put her through the same shit. Make her go through trial.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, minimum a year.
But how they find that out, though? That's my thing.
That's the tricky part.
Because that's the reason we always have in these situations where it's, like, rape allegations, and you never know. Like,
I think with the rape allegation, I think it depends on who is being accused, on whether he believes it or not. Like,
always.
Chris Brown got, you know, he don't got a good reputation, so people jumped on it. Do you feel
Let that have been R. Kelly, though. That would be something different, right?
What do you mean? Nah, R. Kelly, too. If R. Kelly was accused of rape right now, everyone would jump on it, even if it wasn't true.
I mean, like, as far as it's perceived, like, I feel like more people would want Chris Brown to be the bad guy rather than R. Kelly.
That is true.
Yeah, and I feel like, what's the difference between those guys? If you really want to take it there, well, nah, I'm not taking it down. That was a badass statement to make, because R. Kelly, he got herpes too, though. But he be messing with little girls, bro.
Yeah.
But nah, I got that from, all right, because of that. I didn't watch that.
You didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it. But the reason I didn't watch it, because I went on Twitter and I seen this whole book from a girl that was one of his mistresses at the time. And so I go to reading this thread, the girl was like 14 at the time. No, she was 15, she said. She was 15 at the time. Biggest R. Kelly fan, had a big crush on him. She made a whole plan to just go meet him at his show. Like, she was going to be front row. She was going to be that girl. Right. Anyway, her plan ended up working out. She catches R. Kelly's attention at an after party.
Right.
They chop it up. They meet up the next day.
Yeah.
They end up getting into things, right?
Right.
And so she feels guilty, and she tells R. Kelly, you know, I'm not an adult.
Right. What'd he say?
He already knew. He said, it's cool, baby, but you know that since you ain't an adult, he said something along the lines, since you ain't an adult, I got to teach you how to, like, be a grown woman for daddy. Because he called himself daddy. Like, this book was getting deep. And it's very explicit, too.
Yeah.
And so he called himself, and he's like, you need to be an adult. So he was basically training this girl up to, like, freak him the right way, treat him the right way, the way he wanted to be treated, that type of thing.
Duh, I knew R. Kelly was a weird nigga when he was in Dubai having bitches lick his tongue and asking them, do they have their shots? What? You never saw that clip? He was performing overseas.
That just took it to a whole nother level.
He was like, had his tongue out. He was like, lick my tongue, wipe the sweat off my, whatever. It was like, and he was asking girls, like, come back to the States with me, but make sure you have all your documentation. Yeah. Like,
and so the weirdest thing that I read in this thing that made me just like, oh man, I don't need to watch no documentary. All right, so he been messing with the girl for the longest. He gave her herpes because R. Kelly got herpes, right? And so
I feel like all celebrities got herpes.
That ain't a good
look. I read an article that said one out of three people got herpes.
Nah. One out of three people where?
I just made that up. In Atlanta? I just made it up, but that's my belief.
Nah, it better not be. But so they had, all right, back to the scene. They had a scene. They about to have a threesome, right?
Yeah.
When you think of a threesome, what you think, Buzz?
When I think of a threesome?
Famous celebrity dude and his girl. What you thinking?
Another girl,
right?
Yeah.
It wasn't. It was a big bald head security guard. And R. Kelly smashed his security guard. Then smashed the girl. After I read that, bro, I did not need to see anything on Lifetime because I was like, this is one hell of a dude. And so,
for the record, Dream Dog just released a diss record to Tory Lanez, and in the diss record, she said that he was trying to have a threesome with another guy also.
No.
Yeah, so that's just, you know, I'm just throwing it in.
See, that's why we ain't even talking about
you. That's why we ain't talking about Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez, you canceled 2019. Canceled. You got some issues to deal with. Childhood traumas, but
so you think Chris Brown deserves another chance?
Why not? Because he ain't do it. So why not?
Let him, man, I canceled live. Chris Brown when he did the joint project with Tyga and he had them little dreads in his head. Duh, he looked crazy.
Tyga though, bro. If Tyga can have a comeback, y'all can leave Chris Brown alone.
Nah. I think Chris Brown deserves it. He got to stop wilding, though. He be doing
light skin jump, bro. It's just like when you catch him in the headlines, it be because of temper tantrums and all that.
He too old for that, though.
Yeah, he is. I don't disagree. Like, but I don't feel like he wilding too hard. Like, out here going too crazy. He just don't know how to deal with females or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the issue.
He need therapy. He need therapy. R. Kelly need jail. He need prison. Maximum.
We don't play with pedophiles. And he got herpes.
All that stuff. Yeah. All that stuff. Now, taking it on to a lighter note.
Lighter note.
We got a new segment.
Yeah.
Peace, take it away.
So, you know, it's your big brother, Peace O' Bam. Well, we live at 94.9 The City, where we play the hottest hip-hop, period. You feel me?
Speaking of, you got a fire playlist.
I got the fires playlist. You know how it's so fire? Because I be making playlists for my aunties and stuff, bro. And they hit me up every week. Talking about my nephew make me a city. Think online. But anyways, this week, I went to like my favorite three songs that I've been playing down the path. I play new music too, but I've been playing these same songs for like 4 or 5 months.
What are the records, my brother?
It ain't been that long. It's been about 3 or 4. But the first song that I'm messing with still to this day, and we in what? We in February now?
Close, yeah.
We in February now, and this came out in December, and that's gonna be that Kodak Black Testimony. That's my ish.
Classic record.
Blood on my eyes. I'm going blind. I'm stuck in these streets for like my life, bro.
I shed tears to his SNL performance.
You feel
me? SNL? No, Jimmy Fallon. My bad.
Whatever it was.
It was
made
fire.
A big crowd. That bill was fire. All right. So that was the like still the best song to this day. It's a lot of great songs coming out, but I have yet to hear something to top that. Secondly, I'm going back to Florida. You feel me? Because I'm a Florida boy. I'm from the city, but we finna go a little bit up north.
Okay.
And we banging with St. Pete. We bringing out Rod Wave in that track. Yes, sir. Yo, that's my shit though. Cause
baby Kevin Gates.
Nah, he Rod Wave. He ain't nobody else but Rod Wave. You feel me? Rod Wave. That's
respect
all.
Respect on his name.
Put some respect on it. You feel me? But Rod Wave, that's like the most. I gotta hear that song every morning. If I don't wake up and play that song, I'm having a bad day. Because that's that motivation. Get up and make some money. You just woke up at 7:30. You taking a shower by 7:45. And you out the door by 8 o'clock. That's that type of song it is right there. And lastly, the song that I'm really messing with. Because I ain't messing with it too tough. That's why I put it lastly. Because I just got out of my feelings. But when I was in my feelings, though, this was my go-to. And that's by your boy Major 9 coming out of Miami.
Oh, yeah, shout out him.
Yeah, and he play for Cleveland Browns right now, but they ain't made the Super Bowl, so you know how that
goes. What's the name of the song?
The song is called Soul Ties, and he just put out He just put out the newest version with Tokyo Jets,
okay.
And she slid so bad. Oh my God, I ain't never felt a female verse.
Wait,
so
he rap or he sing on it?
He raps, but I mean, he using auto-tune.
Okay, but he
a musician, though, so he really just using his melodies, you know what I'm saying? Trying to make it sound right. But he rap, he saying some real, he talks about, all right, what this song talks about, talking about messing with thoughts, not even that, but how sex can like really mess with your psyche. Like a lot of people that you lay with, they kind of leave these energies that you won't even think about, and you might catch yourself acting a certain way, and I can't even explain
it.
So
the song's about Puerto Rican women, what you're telling me.
Alright. Yeah, there's something below that line.
What's the name of the song?
It's called Soul Ties.
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, so the top three songs that I'm rocking with this week is gonna be Kodak Black Testimony, Major 9 Soul Ties, and that Rod Wave. Yes, sir. And that's Pizzo's playlist.
Pizzo's playlist.
Yeah, feel me.
Let's switch it up to a more serious topic. There's something I saw the video. Saw it on Twitter and I saw it on Facebook. It actually bothered me a little bit. It was a video, I think it was in Atlanta. Female, she got raped in a club. I forgot what club it was, but
we're talking about Jasmine Elin. She was a lady, she was on Facebook Live.
Yeah, she was on Facebook Live. She was in a club with a guy. I think he was like a security guard or something.
Yeah.
And he was on her the whole night, which is normal, you know, it's a little annoying, a little stalkerish, but it's normal.
Yeah.
Then there's a point in the video where he drops a pill in a drink, and you visibly see it.
Mm-hmm. And we say that though, but the thing is, and I'm not playing dumb. I'm speaking on straight facts. I did not see him drop anything in her cup, but I listened to, because I had to do some type of research.
Yeah.
But this was after the fact. But when I looked at the video, I was like, damn, it's something in her cup.
Yeah.
But I did a little research, and I'm like, let me see, like, because that would have been a big old pill if it was a pill. That pill was huge.
Yeah.
So I did research, and it was a lime in her cup. And if you look at the video again, it's about the size of a lime wedge.
Probably.
But I did see.
Let me finish what happened, though. So
okay.
There was a pill in her cup, or maybe mm-hmm. not, whatever. But anyways, the video continues, and she's visibly getting more drunk as the video goes on. Mm-hmm. And towards the end of the video, I think she bends over, or he bends over, and then you hear her screaming, and then she starts crying, and she's saying, I'm sorry. I mean, yeah. I'm sorry. Somebody save me. Help me.
Yeah.
And then there's people in the background taking video, and, you know.
Yeah. One thing about it is, like, five people taking footage.
Yeah. Yeah,
nobody really, like, people, they making all these videos saying, yeah, we tried to see if she was all right, but nah. Everybody seen it as, like, somebody getting fucked in the club.
Yeah, that's I mean, and I've seen people try to defend the man because they showed other video of her like dancing on stage with her ass out.
Yeah,
I don't care about it.
I don't care about none of that. This the only thing that I really like. We're gonna talk about nothing else outside the video. But at this point, I care about the point when she was like, "Stop."
Yeah.
She said, "Stop." Period.
Yeah.
She went to crying, and this man still had her bent over.
Yep.
Trying to fuck some.
Yep.
And that's not cool at all, bro.
Yeah.
It kind of hurt me, dog, to be real. And it made me think, like, damn, man, like, it really ain't safe out here for women.
Yeah, for real.
Like, it's really dangerous for them to go outside.
You know what's crazy is after I seen that video, I started thinking back of all the times when I was in the club. Mm-hmm. And actually, the last time I went to the club was like a few months ago. And I didn't drink. I was dead sober. I didn't even really want to go. I had just went just to show love. But I was dead sober. And as I was sober, I was just looking around.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of guys being very aggressive with women. Like,
yeah.
And it just made me uncomfortable, man. And it took me back to when, you know, we all make mistakes. And we all sometimes, at least me, you know, I can speak for myself, you know, I didn't know how to approach women the right way, you know, mm-hmm. when I was younger, when I was in my young ratchet days.
Yeah.
So it poses this question to me is like, you know, because we all got friends that are like that, or we all know people that are like that. We all have associates that are like that.
It's crazy, we all seen it, and we just never.
So it's like, how do you check your homies when they start acting out of line? Like, is there a right way or a wrong way, or is it just you just got to let them know straight up what it is?
Straight up. You got to let them know what it is. We at this point in life, bro, I mean, even before we got to this point in life, bro, that joint was never acceptable.
Yeah.
It was never acceptable. But we used to bypass everything for our dogs, because that's just
right.
That's just how it is, you know what I'm saying? But nowadays, bro, we got to keep it real with ourselves, with everyone around us. If we see anything going on, it wouldn't even, like, if someone in that club would have just been, like, tapped on a dude and just been like, hey, you messing with that girl?
That's true, bro.
If somebody would have just tapped the dude and just be like, what did you doing to her? You know what I'm saying? That could have changed a lot of things.
Yeah.
I feel like as a community, and I salute women for this, because for the most part, I see women, they stick together. They go to the bathrooms together all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
They check on each other, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's our point as men to start, you know, basically holding other men accountable.
For sure.
And if we see boy, then we gotta
address it.
We gotta address it straight up. I mean, we shouldn't even care about hurting feelings, because at the end of the day, he killing somebody's mental. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's some trauma to mess with. You know what I'm saying?
She's probably definitely going through it right now.
Yeah, and I mean, now it's looking like aside from that, like, we got that out of the way. It's like, now you seeing a bunch of drama unfold on Facebook and Twitter about her and her ex and all this other stuff. And I'm like,
what you mean? That was her ex or something?
No, that wasn't her ass at all. That was a guy he was pursuing, like pretending to be a security guard or something.
She
had went to the club that night because her and her ex got into an argument or something.
That's
like that.
That's irrelevant, bro.
All that is irrelevant. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with nothing. It's never cool.
And that's what everybody trying to use to justify everything, but that has nothing to do with when she said stop and he was still penetrating her. And I watched the video where he... I feel like I'm street smart, you know what I'm saying? We from Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm.
We deal with people who ain't ish, you know what I'm saying? So we can tell bull is when we hear it. And I was listening to his side of the story, dog.
He had his own video and everything?
Nah, he didn't have no video. He was dodging everybody. He tried to delete everything, but it was this one chick. I think her name was like Gossips.
Yeah.
Gossip something. It's on YouTube if you
want
to
fact check. What's his side? What is he trying to say?
He was trying to say... the girl got ish faced.
That don't matter.
Doesn't matter at all. He was the one that actually pointed out that it wasn't appealing to drink. It was a line. But everybody was able to see that. I mean, that kind of true.
Even if it was a line, though, bro.
I don't care what it was, bro. She was dead to the world.
Crying.
She was out
she
of that. Even that, she drunk as hell, bro.
Yeah.
Can you stop thinking with your dick for 1 second, bro? Like.
Stop thinking with the bottom head. Think with the top one.
You know what I'm saying? And that's. That kind of like, I don't know, after seeing that video, that kind of made me like just feel like the way I got to move with women should be like more
extra
manly,
cautious.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Cut that kitty joint, start that boy, you know what I'm saying? Respect all women.
So wrapping this up, I think that us as men, we need to start holding other men accountable. We need to step in when we see something wrong. We need to speak up, say something.
It's just the littlest.
And at the end of the day, look, man, if she's drunk, just chill, bro. Like, just
chill,
fall
bro.
Back. Like,
because if she messing with you, you're going to get it. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
It's not hard at all. Don't be a horn dog, man.
Now, switching topics a little bit. As you know, we got this segment called Duck of the Week, where I present all the idiots. Now, we just spoke about an idiot, but there's even more idiots out there. So, this week's Duck of the Week, I nominate the idiots that beat up Jamal Lyon from Empire Up. Did you hear about that story? So what happened was in Chicago, Jamal Lyon, the actor, I don't know his real name, doesn't matter because to me he's Jamal Lyon from Empire. But anyways, he got beat up by some homophobic gentleman wearing the MAGA hat. Now, listen, I don't really care if you wear the MAGA hat. Listen, you can wear whatever you want to wear. Everybody, it's a free country. You have the right to do what you need to do. But what I do care is about people making stupid decisions. And the reason why I call this being a stupid decision is because, no, I'm not talking about the police arresting you. I'm not talking about Jamal pressing charges. I'm talking about the wrath of Cookie. Have y'all not seen Empire? Have y'all not seen how Cookie gets down? Have y'all not seen how Lucius gets down? Taraji Henson's going to come up there with a Mac 11 and let it ring. So I just feel like all those idiots involved, you got something good coming to you. So I nominate you guys Duck of the Week. So I want to hear some quacks for the quacks.
Face that.
Duck of the Week. Speaking of Duck of the Week, government shutdown. The orange duck. You know how they got like the golden duck is like the, you know what I'm saying? It's just like the orange duck. But anyways, I know the government shutdown has been temporarily lifted due to I don't know what, due to some kids.
It has to be.
Due to some kids fucking being at TSA. You seen this shit on Twitter?
Nah.
They had some kids helping out TSA because a lot of the TSA's employees at the airport quit because they wasn't getting paid. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it's real or not, but the shit was funny, so it's real.
Okay.
So with the government shutdown, it's like a lot of people that was getting mad about not receiving their taxes and this, that, and third. And it's like,
I feel like, nah, you say what you feel like first.
Listen, All I want to say is I don't give a fuck about none of y'all taxes. What I was worried about was the lunch ladies. Lunch ladies out here not getting paid.
Yeah.
They giving you little badass kids extra size, sneaking extra them a cookie. Handing them a chocolate milk on the low. Out here saving lives in elementary school. With the hairnet on. Some of them got a beard, but listen, we're not judging. And over there, they're over here not getting paid. That was my main concern with the government shutdown. TSA, because I got to cop a flight soon, and the lunch ladies.
Yeah.
As far as y'all people crying about y'all tax returns, who cares? Like, half of y'all scamming anyway. So what we talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? You going to claim somebody else's kids. You know what I'm saying? You going to hit up a rapper, and you going to give him 200. He going to give you back two stacks. Whatever. I mean, I don't know what. Listen, I don't judge nobody's hustle, but whatever y'all going on, I don't give a fuck, man. Lunch ladies, TSA. That's all I'm worried about.
Yeah. On my end, bro, y'all need to shut up. Just shut up. Y'all over here acting all outraged about, oh, the government shut down. What we gonna do? This so real. Listen here. I filed my taxes. I'm straight. I'm happy. I'm good, bitch. And only people.
Pizzo, you sound like a Republican right now. I'm just throwing it out there.
My mama a Democrat. I don't care about that.
I got mine. I don't give a fuck.
You know
fuck
what I'm
y'all.
Saying? But check this out, bro. They passed the bill, right? That stopped the whole government shutdown. Ain't even been shut down, really. And on top of that, only people that's really getting affected is the people that work for the government. If you from the city, we don't mess with 12. So that's let me stop. But it ain't affect me, dog. I filed my taxes. I'm pretty sure y'all gonna file y'all taxes. So I just need the book to calm down and find a new subject, baby.
New subject. Now, wrapping up, man, as y'all know, I have revolutionized the game with these poems. I've been getting hit up constantly like, hey, man, I like those poems. These are funny. Say no more. They are here.
You got
Ratchet Pastor Laveau. I got one for y'all. Check this out. This poem is called Equality 2019, and it goes a little something like this. Time and time again, I gotta turn back round and tell these hoes. Time and time again, I gotta remind them that I respect me. All my life, I've had to fight for mine. So, bitch, bring your own bread. Cause this dick ain't free.
Dick ain't free.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is your boy Bugsy Laveau.
Peace out, Bam.
City Boys 94.9. We out.
Here.